Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. Now, in this episode, I want to talk to you about higher standards. Now, high standards are very, very important to me and are play a very big part in why I am where I am today. Now, I know that still with me, there's areas that I want to improve and I'm constantly looking at ways I can improve. But with so many of the fitness professionals that I come into contact with and work with, high standards is probably one of the number one things that we try and work on. You see, when it comes to developing a business, there's the tactics, there's the marketing, there's the lead generation, there's all the kind of stuff that you want to do to build your business. But it's what you're known for that's actually going to impact the decision to work with you, the decision to pay more money to work with you, the decision to stay with you longer, the decision to refer you. Because think of this. If you go into a restaurant with low standards, the standard of the food is not great. The standard of the service is not great. The standard of how you're spoken to at the table is not great. You're not likely to refer. You're not likely to tell anybody else about it. In fact, more than likely, you're going to tell people it was quite mediocre. Now, I don't know about you, but I've always had this goal. I want to be known for what I do. I want to be able to charge handsomely for what I do. And I want to produce great results for people. Now, none of this has come as a result of having low standards. I've been able to achieve the reputation that I've got, the results that I've got, and also be known for the level of service we deliver because I constantly raise my standards. If you raise your standards, what you expect of yourself, you will transform your business and you'll transform your life. You'll transform the opportunities you receive, the people that you get in front of. So when I look at this, I first and foremost, think of your personal standards and your professional standards. These are a set of rules that you hold yourself to. And I always tell people, the only way that you can actually see what standards are and exist in the world is one, when you start to study them. Two, you start to study people with higher standards. And three, for me, you start to study service with higher standards. So as I was developing my career, I was thinking to myself, around me seems to be quite a lot of mediocre. What do I mean by that? People that are quite happy to be late for coaching, I watch that all the time. People that were quite happy to put out quite average results, and in fact, the quality wasn't very, very good. People that didn't really expect much of themselves in the gym and with their health. People that when they dealt with people just saw them as a commodity, as a client, and the in and the out. And what I kept looking at was, how can I do that thing a bit better? And that's when I started to come into contact with higher standards. Because what I noticed with people that were moving fast was that they were doing things different to everybody else around them. So you have average, mediocre, and you have excellence. And I started to say, well, what is excellence? It's about wanting to be better. Excellence is a measure. And I kind of got to this point where I thought of myself as like a five-star hotel or a five-star Michelin restaurant. Now, any restaurant, any hotel is always trying to perfect what they're doing at all times. So I was like, well, I know I'm going to be a work in progress. But if I start to identify what are some of the skills and traits that people have, and I remember reading Success Principles, which was a great book. I remember reading earlier in my years High Performance by Habits by Brendon Burchard. And I started to look at these things and started to realize that there is a difference between those that achieve a lot and those that stand still. So I started to go to hotels, I started to go to better restaurants, I started to travel in better class, and I started to realize that people were treating people differently. People were behaving differently. People were presenting things differently. And so I want to take you through a few of those, personal and professionally. So personally, I look at things at how I present myself clothes. So as a personal trainer or an online coach, are you actually aware of how you're presenting yourself on video, on camera? Are you aware of what clothes you're wearing and whether they fit, whether they're clean? Are you aware of your beard? Is it the line sharp? Is your hair cut well? Are you speaking well and politely to people? Are you attentive to people? Do you listen to people? And so you can kind of start to audit yourself and say, well, if I improved this area and became very conscious of what I want and what I want to be regarded as, I can then start putting these standards in place and measuring myself on a day-to-day basis and whether I'm upholding them. You see, in five-star restaurants, Michelin-star restaurants, or five-star hotels, they have sets of standards. They have codes of standards that they hold themselves to. But here's the deal. As a fitness professional, who is the CEO of your business? You. Who is holding you accountable to your standards and service? You should be. Where are your standards and service? Where are they? I will tell you in my business, whether it's M10 Gym, whether it's our coaching concierge program, whether it's our personal training mentorship, we have codes of best practice. We have codes and standards. And what I love, I listened to this once from Sir Clive Woodward on a podcast. He said he has a process called teamship. And I discussed this not so long ago at our live event in Dubai. Teamship is a set of rules that people live according to as a team. The England rugby team. He took the England rugby team to win the World Cup. And he said, as a team, as a unit, you all have a set of standards that you all uphold and you all agree to. And inside my organization, we have a set of rules across each business that we adhere to and rules that we hold ourselves accountable to. So my question to you is, where are your rules? Where are your standards? What are your standards? What are the minimum level of standards? And who is auditing you? Who is managing you at the beginning of every week to say, are you dropping the standards? From a professional perspective, are you on time for your training sessions? Do you deliver your check-ins on time? Are you reliable to people? Are you consistent with the quality of the content? Something that I, right now, am making a huge commitment to is increasing the quality of my content. Because as the social media world develops, I'm watching what everybody else is doing. I'm an A-star player, but I was producing B-star quality content. So I have to watch everybody else and go, what is everybody else doing? I'm telling you right now, if you're a personal trainer in a gym, if you're an online coach, if you're an online coach in your bedroom at home or in the coffee shop, 9 times out of 10, you're watching mediocre. But are you watching high standards and saying, no, I need to raise my game? More than likely not. So on a day-to-day basis, you're not conscious of the behavior, the background, the noise, the service you're delivering, the standard that you could bring at any given point. No, because you have no set standards. So my advice to you is this. Sit down and start to write down a set of promises to yourself. These are the personal promises I'm going to make to myself. These are the professional promises I'm going to make to myself. These are the standards that I'm going to hold myself accountable to. My timekeeping, my presentation, the quality of my videos, the quality of my content. Do you know what's also important? And I see this regularly with people. The quality of your grammar. The quality of how you write your content, the quality of how you speak to people, the quality of the service that you deliver consistently to clients that have been with you 3 years, to clients that have just started with you, the quantity and work that you put in to study what needs to be done to get your clients from A to B. There is such a huge list of standards. We have one of our standards at M10, my gym. When you walk past a piece of litter in the gym, you pick it up. What do you do? Do you just not reply to a client for 2 days? What is the reply time that you have within your business? What is the level of attentiveness as a PT or as an online coach you're going to give your clients? When you're doing a Zoom call, are you engaged or doing stuff on your phone? So Write down your standards across personally, what your minimum expectations for yourself. And here's the deal. If you struggle to hold yourself accountable to them, pick them up and read them and say to yourself, am I holding myself accountable to them? On a Friday, look back through them and say, did I hold myself accountable to these? Did I do the things that I say I was going to do? And then audit yourself and give yourself a score. And then next week, say, right, what do I need to do better? What do I need to change? Who do I need to learn from? What do I need to go and watch? In London, I used to go down to Central London at the weekend and watch what was happening in hotels, in foyers, in restaurants. I would go into smart restaurants. I'm living in Dubai right now. I would watch service in a restaurant. I get blown away by how well people treat you. But it's no wonder that I'm here with the standards that I've set for myself, my business, and my team. The work that we do with our team. How much time do you spend with your team? How much do you train your team if you have a team? I'm going to do a separate video on presenting the quality of your results. Be honest with yourself. Audit your Instagram page. What are your quality of results? Could you expect more of your clients? What is the quality of the photos, your branding? Everything that you do right now can be leveled up 5, 10, 15, even 50%, even 100% in some cases. But I guarantee to you, if you run your business with better standards, you increase the quality of the client, the quality of the referrals, the amount that you could charge, and the amount of clients you actually achieve over time. The quality of your standards is reflective of the quality of your life and the quality of the business that you want to build. Change your standards, change your business, change your life. If you found today's episode helpful, please, if you're watching on YouTube right now, click like, click subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, please, if you have any questions, if you've got some time, please go on my Instagram and share the podcast. That's helped more people. And if you are in a position right now where you want to level up your standards, you want to know how your standards, by changing them, can dramatically change your business and your life, and you want our help, just go on YouTube, click the description. You can check out any of our coaching programs. You can go to the link in my bio on Instagram. Check out any of our programs. We look forward to hearing from you very soon. Take care.